Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ here with you. And, well, I wish Jeff Bagwell was here today. Oh, maybe Jeff Bagwell knows what he's doing. Maybe Jeff Bagwell said, oh, how's that taste, Lance?
Another base hit.
Oh, a double and a single.
I know.
Three bases.
I know.
Three bases.
I know. He's still, look, he's okay. Still at 570.
How's his slugging now? Huh?
Check.
542 is his OPS now. Yeah, that's right.
He's up over 500. That's good.
Yeah, that's 542.
No, no, listen, the Abreu signing is a good signing.
It's a great signing. Yeah. Oh, and on top of that, how'd Montero do with the win? That's all he did. He got the win for you, okay?
Thanks, Jeremy.
It was Jeff Bagwell night at the ballpark.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay?
Wait, how about Jeremy's
play? Jeremy Pena's
play?
Actually, that would have been two on and one out. It would have been.
Right.
Would have been horrific, actually, if it wasn't for Jeremy Pena making a diving stop. He took it. He needed that, but Montero did get the win. Thank you. Good night. Okay. And the Astros and Jeff Bagwell night. Now he's going to be sitting right behind home plate. Right.
That's right.
Hey, look at
like,
me.
What do y'all think?
Look
about
at my signs.
All my
How do you like
sweet
me now?
Moves now?
How do you like me now? Okay.
As they bury Michael Brantley in the H.
I wanted a tweet as soon as Abreu hit that. It was kind of a double. And then it was Morel kind of made a really crappy move to catch that ball. But it ain't an easy outfield to play. So
right now, I'll take anything. With
anything.
It, with
anything.
It.
Abreu, yeah. That big first inning helped because they came back. Fromber wasn't Fromber last night, that's for sure.
No.
That was a little bit different. This Cubs team has been struggling, and they're 19-22 now. The Astros 22-19, getting a win at home. 9-11 at home now. After a horrific start, you got a couple more against the Cubs. You got three against the A's. So hopefully that they'll have a winning record by the time this homestand is over. But they needed it, and Bregman with a Breggy bomb after another hit, which is much needed. He's another one. I mean, he's just at 660. He's just at 670 OPS, so he ain't no great shakes. And his slugging is just above his on-base percentage. He gets a lot of walks. He's got a 324 on-base percentage, but he needed that bomb. They needed everything they could get last night to beat the Cubs, and that was awful nice. They got the bullpen, you know, outside of Montero. Listen, Jeremy Pena made an unbelievable play. But the bullpen outside of Montero has been pretty damn
lockdown.
Good.
Yeah, it has. It has. And then you had, you know, Fromber just, it's just, this is a great example of Fromber is going to have the stuff to punch you out. I mean, he just had a ton of pitches. He almost got to 100 pitches through four innings. It was incredible. He was Fromber's in the 50s, and then before you know it, he was in the 90s. And in a single inning, he just, you know, he averaged two strikeouts per inning, but just Fromber was nibbling and biting and couldn't find his location all the time. But when he did, he had really good, you know, it was a combination of having some good strikeout stuff, but then also missing spots that got him in trouble in terms of men on base. And it was, you had Maton come in and do, you know, Maton's just a natural born, just stopper. That's what Phil Maton does.
I mean,
that's all Maton does.
Except he's been really, really, really good.
He's been solid this year.
Yeah.
He's been solid. We'll see if he makes the playoff roster this year. We'll see if they make the playoffs.
Well, he wouldn't have made a playoff roster last year.
No, he wouldn't have.
No, he wouldn't have. You want to know the truth? He's been more than solid this year. He's been really good. Really, really good. Phil Maton has got this season so far.
Did you see Stanek still exists this year?
Yeah.
Remember when they had put him in the day before? No, I know, but you remember I said this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when Ryan Stanek, when somebody had kidnapped him and put him up in a tower somewhere?
Yeah.
The end of the playoffs? Until the end of the World Series?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I met him a few weeks ago, and I saw him at dinner, and I asked him about coming on, and I got his phone number, but I just haven't called. I haven't wanted to bother him. But you want to talk? Oh, Phil Maton's been solid. How about 17 outings? He's got a 0.9 ERA, a 0.5 WHIP. He's got 20 strikeouts and 2 walks. 10 strikeouts. Per walk, he got 10 strikeouts.
That's Maton.
Per walk. That's Maton.
Wow,
he's giving up 8 hits.
Those are even better numbers than I expected.
8 hits in 17 innings, a 0.5 WHIP.
Maton, you know what? I'm guilty.
2 earned runs.
I'm guilty of just assuming Maton is just making certain assumptions. I'm biased against Maton.
He is. He's been spectacular. He's been not solid.
Oh, that's
he's been spectacular. So no, he comes in now. He does do it a lot. He's your first guy out of the bullpen. I think Dusty has his reservations, obviously, about him. I mean, wouldn't have made the playoff roster.
He's not typically one of your best, but he is pitching like it this so far this year.
Yep. And, you know, Stanek, his ERA is 4.73. Montero's ERA is 6.48, which is awful. Nerys got the save last night. He came in because Abreu and Presley have been used a bunch. And he just said, okay, Nerys, it's yours. It's your turn. It was the Cubs. In all fairness, it was the Cubs. And so you can't get too excited about a win. But it was awfully nice. We saw a little pop from bats we normally don't see. And in Abreu and Bregman coming through, those two guys have been – listen, Bregman's got to take as much as Abreu has gotten. Bregman is a guy that when Altuve goes down, Bregman's a guy that's got to pick up the slack for him, and it didn't happen at all. The guy who picked it up was Dupont. How about Dupont's 3 more hits last night?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Altuve does come back, you know, this guy, he's right at 700 as far as his OPS goes, which isn't great, but he's been getting a lot of hits. It'll be interesting to see Chaz McCormick with 2 hits last night. You know, he's got a lot more pop than Dubon does, but it looks like Dubon has got to play a lot of center field when Altuve comes back.
And then Jake's out?
Now that
you have Michael Brantley, who, you know, feels like a coin flip if he even makes it back, you've got room in left field, too.
Absolutely. I think it's you got 3 or 4 guys actually with Jolks, and you got 5 guys actually with
Jordan. I'm curious if they look at a trade at any point this year. If Michael Brantley is going to be a lost cause and just dead money, I wonder if they've got some guys who have done some things at times this year with Dubon, Jolks and Meyer. Well, and you already know, I mean, besides just Jake, also Chaz. So you got those 4 outfielders. Do you think they would look at an outfielder if Michael Brantley doesn't make it back before the trade deadline? I think they'd roll like that.
No, I think.
Although you'd like to have somebody with more consistent pop that you're gonna. If you're maybe it depends on how they're doing at the time. This is looking like a difficult year for the Astros right now. We're early, but there's a lot of things lining up against you, and you're really just trying to make the playoffs at this point.
If you're gonna do anything. I mean, I was never crazy about the Greinke move. I just was. I 4 guys for Zach Greinke, who's been, you know, he's not a top. He wasn't at that time even a top of the rotation guy. The Verlander trade was obviously something huge. If you're going to make a trade and you're going to give up any kind of assets, you got to get a top of the rotation starter. Mm-hmm. Because while Fromber is great, I mean, and not last night notwithstanding, Fromber is great. But is Fromber a – we'll see if he's a top-of-the-rotation championship pitcher. I mean, you got Javier, Fromber. You don't know about McCullers, how he's going to come back. You certainly know Garcia's not coming back. Urquidy couldn't see the field along with Stanek last year in the postseason either. He couldn't get out there. And you got Hunter Brown. If Hunter Brown is your third guy, are you a championship rotation? I don't know.
No, probably not right now. He's not there yet. But he has the stuff, but he's not there right now. Certainly not this year. Not so far this year. But and you know, Fromber and Javier have to be really good. I think they have to be really good right now. But I don't know. I mean, things are going to change when Altuve gets back in the lineup. Things are going to change. We have to stop saying anything about Michael Brantley. That's just
no.
This is probably done. Yeah, probably this is very. If you get anything, it's gravy from him. But I do think that Lance McCullers is somebody you are going to be able to count on this year at some point. If not, then I don't see how he's any different than Michael Brantley.
Hopefully.
I mean, if he can't come back for a full year after doing what? He hasn't had any kind of surgery. I mean, what are we doing here if Lance McCullers can't make it back?
Yeah.
What's
then you got? Then I think you're forced. You're up against the wall as far as a pitcher.
You got two injury busted contracts. That I mean, Jim Crane is that's tough action there if that's going to be the case. But Houston is lucky to have, you know, when you have three pitchers down, McCullers, Urquidy and Garcia, and you still are able to field a 1-2-3 like that. I mean, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. It's rare to do. I don't know if there's any other team in Major League Baseball that could do that.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. But Dubon continues to hit, and that's awfully nice, setting the table, scoring runs. He scored two more runs last night. Yordan continues to hit the ball hard. Kyle Tucker hit into some tough luck. That catch out in right field was spectacular.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was hyperextended. It's a hyperextended knee, and it's not ankle.
Yeah, he hurt his knee.
They were saying ankle on TV. They were maybe guessing ankle, and it looked like a hyperextended knee.
He was grabbing his knee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it had to be hyperextended knee. I don't think there's any – I didn't see if there's any – background on it, but it didn't look like ACL tear or anything like that. It just looked like hyperextended knee.
I'll tell you what it looked like. It looked like a great play.
It was a phenomenal catch. It looked like Kyle Tucker making a catch on somebody.
And Kyle Tucker was the victim this time. His OPS is way down.
It's come down.
Yeah, it's come way down from where it was.
It's basically Yordan versus the world right now.
Well, it's Yordan and everybody else. That's who you wanted to play in any kind of situation. Yordan's one, but Kyle Tucker is still number two on this baseball team. And despite the fact that in his struggles, you still want him up. It would have been nice to get that ball out of the park for him last night. That would have been a nice little boost for him because he has hit into some bad luck, but... Astros win. That's nice. A rare home win as they're now 9-11 at home. Beat the Cubs 6-4. It's always good to beat the Cubs. Always, always really nice to beat the Cubs. No baskets last night with Dallas Stars. Move on in the NHL playoffs last night. You got the Lakers and the Nuggets tonight. I saw where somebody said the Lakers are a really bad matchup for the Nuggets. And the Lakers are probably right now a barely bad matchup for everybody, if you want to know the truth. Anthony Davis.
Because Anthony Davis gives his athleticism and length gives Jokic some problems.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes. But this is – I cooked on the Lakers a couple weeks ago. And if they win
– then your cooking is
– Well, no, but if they win, this is going to be – you know, this would be like Olajuwon's championship in 95 where – The Rockets were all busted up for much of the year, and then they played their best basketball at the end of the year. That's what's happening with LeBron and the Lakers right now. And really, it's all been – I mean, it feels like – maybe I'm simplifying here, but it just really, honestly, in the timing of it all, Austin Reeves in, Russell Westbrook out, brand new season. Right. I mean, it's been unbelievable what Reeves has brought to that team. Now, I mean, the key is obviously Anthony Davis has been healthy and playing like this. LeBron is LeBron. But Austin Reeves' play has just been – is that too simplified, do you think? I mean, if you had to point to one thing that's kind of changed everything?
He's RJ? Been the most consistent guy not named Anthony Davis and LeBron James. I'm wondering in this series, who is that unsung hero? In the Memphis series, it was Rui Hachimura. Like, he was unbelievable in the Memphis series. Then, of course, now they're calling the last series the Lonnie Walker series. He comes off the bench after not playing, you know, for a long time at that second half of the season. I think 12 out of the last 30 games, he had DMPs, coaches' decisions. My biggest thing is, who's your backup center to guard Jokic? And I don't know why I'm trying to talk myself into Mo Bamba being that guy. Like, he'll be the unsung hero of the Western Conference Finals, but you're going to need, when Anthony Davis needs to take a rest, who's that second guy? So,
unsung heroes, we'll take a break now, but unsung heroes are, when I talk about the Olajuwon year, it was Robert Horry was an unsung hero. You had, I remember Chucky Brown had an unsung game. Pete Chilcutt had one. Mario Elie's Kiss of Death. Like, that's how you win championships.
Yep, that's exactly how you win. All right, we got to break it here because let's talk about, there's more James Harden swirling.
I don't want to do this.
There's more James Harden swirling, and we will talk about that. And
it's like nothing that's happened with James. I've never seen someone more Teflon with Rockets. Well, no, I shouldn't say. Actually, it's becoming a smaller, but it seems like with the organization, it's Teflon James.
All right, we'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking about GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin. I was listening to John Clay Wilt the other day, as a matter of fact, and he's got the Tiger King on every week, and he's running for president on his show, on John Clay Wolf's show.
Wait, no way. He's got Tiger King on every week?
Every week.
From prison, or did he get
from
out?
From prison. Oh, yeah, you can hear the lady say, "It's he's calling from prison right now." No. Of course it's a bit, but.
Well, no, is it really Tiger King?
No, Joe, what's his name?
I don't remember. He's just Tiger King now.
Yeah, Tiger King. Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic.
That was so many COVIDs ago.
It was. Joe Exotic.
It was so many strains ago, John.
He
really calls their show?
He's running for president, Lance, from prison.
Oh, that's
and he
true,
thinks
yeah.
he can beat him. And John Clay Wolf was asking him all kinds of questions about, you know, different topics of the border, all kinds of the economy, all kinds of stuff. And Joe was actually answering stuff. It was actually kind of funny. But this is what's happening. John Clay Wolf's show every Saturday. If you're not listening, then I don't know. He also has a lightning round where he will actually tell you exactly what your car is worth. You just call in and he'll tell you. And he says if he can't beat the dealership and he can't beat CarMax, then he's going to send you $100. So send him a valid offer from whomever for what your car is worth, what they're going to give you for your car, and John Clay Wolf will beat it, or he'll send you $100. That's happening all the time right now at GiveMeTheVin.com. You want to sell your car? GiveMeTheVin.com.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down!
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Partially functional. Half of me is comfortable. The other half is close to the cliff, like Mrs. Huxtable. These boys.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So I'm looking at free agents this offseason, and Austin Reaves is a restricted free agent.
Yeah, they're not letting him go anywhere.
Yeah, more than likely he's restricted, so they would, you know, be able to match.
He's an important part of. He's a really important part of this team, and he's only getting better. I mean, this guy was started up on a two-way contract.
Yeah,
and look, he can't even be most improved player because this is all happening in the same year.
So. So who makes more money, Austin Reaves or Tristan Thompson?
Who makes more money?
Who made more money this year?
Oh, Austin Reaves. Got longer future.
No, who made more this past
season? Oh, no, Tristan Thompson.
No, actually, it was Austin Reaves.
Was it
Tristan
really?
Thompson?
Well, he came in
for
late,
$1 million. Austin Reaves is making $1.2 million. But the guys around it goes by, you know, they're ranking them by salary. Mm-hmm. the guys around Austin Reeves is a starter for the LA Lakers, who's in about to play in the Western Conference Finals. There is nobody, the closest guy that starts to his contract that's going to be a restricted free agent is Kenyon Martin Jr. Yeah. Kenyon Martin Jr. made 1.5. The Rockets have to make a decision on him, or had to make a decision on him, give him a $5.9 million deal, and or in somewhere in over $5 million, and then take him to free agency after next year, or a restricted free agent this year where people can match him. And it looks like they
you can match offers,
but I don't know what Kenyon Martin Jr. is worth out there.
He has some value. People have liked him for a while. I know they were looking at him not even last year, year before last, with trade requests. So I think the smart move would be to take him up and carry him over.
Absolutely.
I think you could mess around and end up having to match a $12 million deal per year, and then before you know it, you're going to have – how are you going to be able to afford James? You've got to be able to keep enough money to get the great James Harden in.
So here's Woj. This was yesterday.
I don't want to hear Woj.
On ESPN. Yeah, well, Woj is – he's always right.
I know. This is what makes this so disheartening.
So here's Woj talking about
– I wish this was Legler or something.
Where James – or Chris, what's his name, that used to be at ESPN?
Oh, Chris Broussard.
Chris Broussard.
There's some misses there.
It would be so much better if this was Chris Broussard.
You don't want Chris Haynes saying it now because he's too connected to the players.
Well, Shams.
Shams or Woj.
Oh, Woj. And you've got... And
or
this
Mark
is,
Berman.
And this is what you... No, you don't want Mark Berman saying it. Here is Woj yesterday on ESPN.
It was a real possibility back on Christmas, and it remains so now. Houston's a very real possibility for Philadelphia's James Harden in free agency. They've got upwards of $60 million in cap space. They want to be much better next season. And listen, James Harden certainly pushed his way out of Houston when he felt he had reached the end of the line there as a contender. And now, with free agency upon him, the Sixers, they've got to decide how much they would want to invest long-term in James Harden at his age, where he's at. But there's a comfort level in Houston for James Harden. He's got family there. He's very comfortable in that environment. And this is an organization where he knows ownership. He knows the front office. And I think regardless for the Rockets of whether or not they won the draft lottery, if they win the lottery tomorrow night, and they're the ones who can draft Victor Wembanyama, my sense is that would not necessarily change the Rockets' intentions to pursue James Harden.
This is like feels like it's just a lock. And he says he knows ownership and front office. He's basically telling you Tillman, Patrick, and Rafael Stump.
Now, Woj did go on to say this. Houston may be his way to get him the kind of guaranteed money, long-term money he wants from Philly, but I wouldn't underestimate it just as a leverage play.
That's what I think it is.
I think he's very serious about returning. And Philadelphia now, they have strong relationships in that organization from Daryl Morey, starting with him in their front office. It's going to be a really interesting couple of months. Yet, Ramona Shelburne had this to say.
Well, they have to start with the decision. Do you want to move forward with James Harden and Joel Embiid as your pairing? Is this your superstar pairing moving forward? Because James Harden can become a free agent, which means that you have to decide if you want to give him a four-year contract. You want to lock this in for the next 4 years. And that decision, from what I understand, talking to people around the Celtics, also now becomes tied to the decision about Doc Rivers, because James Harden was not all that supportive of Doc Rivers in his press conference yesterday. I think behind the scenes, from what I told, that one person said to me, it'd be hard for me to see James wanting to come back and play for Doc again. This is going to be a situation where those two decisions are linked. As we go forward into this offseason, and you have another second round exit, you have to decide if you want to lock in your future around those two guys. And then if you're doing that, what does that mean for Doc Rivers? Because the decisions seem to be linked.
So James is going to go ahead and if you keep this. So once again, another issue with a coach. Wow. Shocking.
James getting rid of somebody
on
the team?
That's shocking. Wow. I didn't think he still had that in him, but I guess he does. Well, he's a new, different James. He distributes. He also doesn't like – this isn't a new, different anything. You are who you are once you hit 30. James Harden doesn't – this is – I know the basketball stuff. Yes, the basketball stuff is he can you know, potentially get you some assists and – but what is it like? How do you get better as a team? How do you take the next step with James Harden?
Well, it's so funny too.
Like, is he growing? Like, are you really going to give him a 3 or 4 year deal? It is going to be untradeable. He's not taking a deal for less than $35 million.
It's so opposite of what I hear from the organization, because first of all, one of the reasons that they got Ime Udoka was we are going to play better defense. We are going to concentrate more on defense. Alperen Şengün, Kenyon Martin Jr., not good defensive players. We need to be better defensively. We can't do this. So let's go get James Harden? Really?
Yeah.
That's the answer defensively for you? Where you're going to put all kinds of money into this team? And, oh, by the way, you got a young head coach. I know, he got to the finals, but he's a guy that's going to hopefully get some discipline on this team. And the guy you want to bring in to help discipline an organization is James Harden?
Who never does what coaches want anyway. I mean, he'll do what you want as long as you're doing what he wants. How do they think this is? You know what this is? This is Daryl Morey going after Steve Francis after the buyout from Portland all over again. Only James has more left in the tank than Steve. It's just, I heard that the excuse I was given by a Rocket fan was, why wouldn't you? You don't think James, like, even after this another horrific game 7, clearly doesn't have the winning gene. Just clearly does not have a clutch gene.
It's the sample size is too big now.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no way. Even the most staunch James supporters understand that this is who he is. This is what you fundamentally want as the baseline, because the players are going to listen to James. James has been a guy who doesn't, it's not, winning is not the most important thing to him. The sample size is enormous. Would he like to win? Sure. You know, he'd like to win. Everyone would like to win. Is he going to do what it takes? Probably not. And is this really what you want as a – and it's not – we're not talking about a one-year deal. And I'd be shocked if it's even a two-year deal. Like a two-year deal to me.
No. How about a four-year deal worth –
I'll tell you how this will
$140 million, 4 years, over – listen, he's going to turn down 35 this year, this season. So he's going to want – now, you're turning down 35 in 1 year. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get 35 every year. But I could certainly see where this would be a four-year, $130, $140 million deal.
God almighty. This is the same frustration I've had with the Texans, watching Texans move where I could hardly stand it. This is the same kind of move. This is a move that locks you in with a player with an untradeable contract. He's had too many issues now with different teams where it's going to be just, you know who he is late in a playoff series. You're locking in to guarantee, under your scenario, you're locking into guaranteed money with a guy who clearly, even with this ownership, has fat-suited his way out of Houston, has gotten rid of coaches, has gotten rid of players, has been the boss of the organization. Now you think that because he, like, passes more, he's a different James. He's still the same James. He's still going to be the same, fundamentally the same person he is. And you want this running because he'll be the alpha on this team. People were he had Kevin Durant on New Jersey. He had Joel Embiid. He had two alpha top players on those teams. Guess who's that guy here? James is going to see himself as, I'm that guy. And this is really going to retard the growth of the team if you do this move for long term. At the most, it's 2 years. You can't do anything more than 2 years. And it's got to be on your terms. You got to say, this is the money. We'll do – if you tell me James is not a top player, then don't give him top – if your excuse is, well, James is just here to be a facilitator and all that, okay, well, then don't pay him ace money. He doesn't get paid like an ace. If he's a facilitator, pay him like a facilitator. But they won't do that.
Well, I wanted to ask you, to your point, I wanted to ask you guys this. So if you're at the table with James – What James are you asking for? Because it's not like he's going to take this Houston Rockets team as presently constructed deep into the playoffs, or so we think. We you know, believe that Houston's going to get more. They're going to get more veterans to put around the young guys, and you're hoping that you get Wembanyama tonight with the first overall pick if the balls, lottery balls, fall the right way. But what Harden would you ask for? Would this be a guy where you say, listen, we need you to be the veteran leader? You know, if it's clutch time, then, you know, we'll give you the ball and, you know, give it to you in clutch situations. Or is this where, you know, we're here, we're bringing you back just to increase attendance?
Well, how much do you pay? There's only one. There's only
one.
We're
not
bringing
anybody back just to no.
Wembanyama's going to do that.
No.
Wembanyama will sell.
They're going to say James is a winner, and James is a great regular season player. Great regular season
player. He has been in his career. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Who, with an unusual, where no one can seem to find another player in the history of sports.
He has done great.
Who does less in big games.
He has been great for this organization. He's going to have his number retired. All of that stuff. Don't bring him back here. 731 ESPN 97.5 92.5.
You've ruined everything.
QC Kinetics is what we're...
couldn't you have waited until 9:30 or something?
Give us a call. What do you think about that? One more. 713-780.
You said 4 years.
377. Oh, that's what he's going to want. He's going to want a four-year deal. 713-780.
Why do everybody have to give
him
everything
he wants? How about just talk about QC Kinetics for a change? Okay, you know who needs it? Is Peter Griffin. When he hits his knee, he goes, he needs QC Kinetics.
I saw that with another video somewhere. Yeah. I didn't realize that was a thing, but maybe he does. Maybe you know another cartoon character who needs QC Kinetics. Hey, it's for anybody who's got an injury. I mean, I prefer them to be human people. But shoulders, hips, knees. I think usually what you're going to find is knees and hips a lot of times are going to be the big issues. But we had a listener who had a shoulder done. I had another one who used it on back. And they said, man, the back was a big, big key to help out with the joint where they were having issues with chronic pain. It's for people with chronic pain. If you suffer from chronic pain, maybe it can be arthritic in nature or just something else that has not cleared up. Well, QC Kinetics could very well be the way to go. A lot of people are just having steroid shots or they're looking for pain medicine, surgery, downtime. Look, the key is getting biological therapies which help to fix what's going on with your body. Your own body is one of the best healing agents you can possibly have. And what they do is they take it and they take the healing powers and they concentrate it. They put it back in the joint and the healing begins at an even more rapid pace to restore and repair damaged tissue. That's how it works. And that's why pro athletes are using this amazing biological therapy across the board. Make sure you go to QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com. Location in Sugarland is now open. 713-913-5285.
ESPN 97.5.
Again, like I never left. Had to take a breath, cause Nicky been f***ing with me hardcore. God damn.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Gilbert is here. Let's get Gilbert in here. Let's see what he thinks about James Harden. Hey, Gilbert, what'd you think about James Harden coming back? Let's get Gilbert. Gilbert, are you there? Hold on. Don't hang up. There he is. There's Gilbert. Yeah. Now leave Gilbert up underneath us snoring, and we'll figure out whether
he'll eventually wake up.
He'll wake up eventually, and then we got instant guest.
Instant caller.
Yep. Okay.
Don't go so far. Well, now he's really more guest.
He's
than
a guest.
Caller.
He's a guest on the show.
Guest and caller.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't stay on hold. We can't keep Gilbert on hold very long, or this will happen. He did call first segment.
He did. Let's get
Gilbert.
Hello. That's how Gilbert will answer when he does wake up. Julian, let's get him in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Julian. You can't leave Gilbert on hold underneath? Oh, you can't? Oh, you got to put him on hold? I mean, yeah, okay.
I really appreciate you guys not talking about LeBron for the first 2 hours. Man, ESPN radio at the morning 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. is dreadful. They do the gawk, gawk 3000 on LeBron the whole time. Second, man, I really do hope James comes so he can just fall on his face and all these fans can be just eating it. Y'all have a good one.
What? I don't want, like, I don't want, if he comes, I want him to succeed. I can't.
What, root against him? Against the Rockets? Why?
No, because you're rooting against fans.
Well, Julian's a San Francisco fan.
No, but I've noticed, well, he might be a Rocket fan for all we know. No,
well.
But here's the thing. People want so badly to be right in arguments now.
No.
And this, I'm not really talking just about you, Julian, but here's the thing. I've noticed that people don't dislike, a lot of times, people don't dislike teams and players as much as they dislike fans. Their dislike of fans of that player or fans of that team make them dislike the player or the team even more.
Do you dislike James Harden fans?
I don't. No, but I think at this point, if you're putting on a cape for James Harden and you don't recognize, here's what it is. It's no different than Texans for me. This is a really easy one. This is the only time Daryl Morey told me I was right about something was, even though I was right about a lot more, but then he said I was data dredging. But he said, I'd never had a discussion, but he must have read a blog post I wrote when I had one in the Chronicle about Steve Francis was a disaster to bring back. He had nothing left and why he was bad for the Rockets the first time. And it was a few years, like, he made mention of that to me, like, well, you were right about that one. And he must have read that blog because I don't remember, maybe I talked about it on the radio, but I don't remember ever even having that conversation with him. This is a surefire lock going to end in a bad. If you make this anything more than, a year to me, this is going to end badly because you start off understanding that this is, like you just said, this is going to be more than a two-year deal. It's going to be at the upper end, at the upper range of what he can make. So you're going to burn off a bunch of free agency money with a player who is clearly on the decline. He's clearly on the decline, like an Abreu. He is clearly on the decline. You're going to have multiple years. You're not going to be able to trade him. He has a scarlet letter C for choke that is on him in the postseason. You can't get away from that. So people are not going to want to trade for him. You don't have a contract you can move. And I'm assuming it is a longer deal with a lot more money. You won't be able to get out from under the contract. This is a guy who does not listen, who doesn't get along with coaches. It's a serial not getting along with coach guy. This is a coach who expects accountability. One thing we've seen with James in his career, not a big fan of accountability. And this is a young, impressionable locker room. I don't know how this guy, of all people, is teaching them how to be winners. I honestly don't. Now, I know the argument could be because he wins games.
And, okay, let's look at it from the team's perspective.
Give me a positive perspective.
Okay, perspective would be we won. Okay, the last time we won, James Harden was here. He's a winner. Look at James Harden. They won with the Nets. They got to the playoffs. They won
James
with Philadelphia.
A winner. You just called James a winner. I don't think there's
James
anyone.
James is a huge winner in the NBA. Huge winner. He's been a winner ever since he got into the league. He went to the finals in Oklahoma City. He got you to the Western Conference Finals here. Every year you were in the playoffs. He went to the Nets and they were in the playoffs. He went to the Sixers. He was in the playoffs. He's a huge winner. That's not even arguable.
Is it over for James, though? James?
No. They don't. Well, here's the deal. He's a very, very popular player. We could sell tickets. Okay, I know that's not a great reason. God. No. But I'm looking at it from the positives and the negatives as far as the organization.
How many Rockets fans don't like James? Remember, a lot of people are mad at him the way he got himself. But it seems like that doesn't stick to him. The way he got himself out of Houston by sitting out.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
They didn't mind it. They didn't mind it. As a matter of fact, I think they read the writing on the wall with James Harden. He wants to be out of here. I can't really blame him. We're going to go through we're going to take our lumps right now, and it's fine.
Give me an idea.
By the way, all the draft capital that we picked up because of James Harden is pretty damn good.
So we've seen this with sports. It's not like this is the first time. We've seen with sports where a guy has done really well on a team, and then he leaves. And I don't remember seeing it very often where a team just can't quit James. This is so Brokeback Mountain-y, where I can't quit you, James. Why can you not quit James? I understand that James wants to be here.
The last time we had a taste of winning, it was James. The last time.
I don't care. Oh, yeah. I don't care. That's like bringing back, you know, Beltran was brought back to help people become a winner, right? And that was, Thirteen years later, when Beltran was brought back, so I see if James were in a diminished capacity, but I don't even think you'd want him on a team in a diminished capacity. But you have to, like, how is this team? How is this ownership group? Like, what attracts them so much to James Harden? I get he's not the same guy now. The statistics, if you follow any analytics, if you listen to Eli, and I would imagine Rafael Stone, although I think Rafael really likes James, but you see James is not the same player, not the same efficiency numbers. He is who he is. Like, don't even get into a playoff situation. If you're bringing him in because you hope you don't ever have to be in it, and you just assume, well, we'll never be in a Game 7 situation in a playoff, so we're not worried about it, then what are you paying him for?
Okay, let's take a look. Okay, so you've got all of the things that James does bring, which will be fans, which, listen, it wasn't horrible at Toyota Center this year. It actually was a big improvement from the year before.
Yeah, it was.
People were kind of excited about this basketball team. James will add more fans to the, he absolutely will add more fans because he and they will win more games. They're a possible playoff team with James Harden coming, depending on what happens tonight with the draft lottery. They're a possible playoff team with James Harden. And now let's look at what else is out there with 60, we'll do it on the other side. What else is out there with 60 plus million in cap space for your Houston Rockets? We'll take a look because it ain't great, trust me. But you know who is great? Craig DeCerf.
Yeah, he is great. They should call him Great DeCerf instead of Craig DeCerf, because he has all the different deals going on for you right now. And the people there are the same people year after year. You don't have turnover because there's a standard that is set for Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And the standard is a sales experience that is going to be so memorable that you come back for every other car. Now, it doesn't just stop there. They've got 1.9% APR financing for all 2022-2023 Blazer, Equinox, and Trailblazer and Traverse models, plus 90 days of no payments. This is a new – I've not seen this particular program available. So I think this one's new, and I would definitely take advantage of this one. 1.9% APR financing and 90 days of no payment on, get this, the 2022-2023 Blazer, Equinox, Trailblazer, and Traverse models. These are great, great offers for you. Make sure that you go check them out online at LanceZCars.com. Lease, purchase, they will find what is going to be best for you based on what you want, not what they want, what you want. It's always about you at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can shop online at Lance Z Cars. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This segment brought to you by Barbie Queso from Damaris Barbecue. Have you had this?
It's always a good choice.
Oh, yeah. Brisket in the queso.
Brisket in queso is never a bad choice.
Fresh chopped veggies, brisket. And by I think it's some peppers that they put in there. What? It is so good. So good. All right, 713-780-3776.
I know there's a lot more people who have opinions on Harden back to the Rockets. Yep. I just don't like the fact that it feels inevitable. I think this should be, and I think the Rockets should hold all
we
the
We should
cards.
Have a vote.
A Twitter poll.
No, not a Twitter poll.
Just a
we
call
should,
vote?
We should be able to vote, yes. All right. You know what? Let's vote. We'll call Tillman.
For the whole day.
We'll call Tillman and see.
For the whole day. 713-780-3776. Do we get votes?
Of course we do.
I vote no. We're American citizens. Yeah, we're Harris County citizens.
I'm voting no as well.
Do people outside of Harris County get a vote?
Yeah, because they can come to the games. Yeah, absolutely they can. Yeah.
Actually, but people
probably,
in Beaumont.
Probably outside Beaumont or whatever, people outside Harris County go to a lot more games than we do.
Do people in Beaumont get a vote?
People in Beaumont get a vote, yeah.
We're going to let Beaumont vote?
If they come in, for games, okay, you have to be somebody who's come to at least three or four games last year.
What if you buy gear, though?
Yeah, that too. Okay, let's vote.
All right, sounds like anybody that can, basically anybody who can pick us up should be able
that
to
should
vote.
Be able to, yeah.
You're trying.
Hey, and that's limited. Okay.
It's a smaller sample. All right, so okay. My vote is no, but
I vote no as well.
I just wanna...
I know what RJ's going to vote yes. James Harden back.
Because he thinks chaos is a ladder.
So it is. Well, he's a Laker fan. Of course he wants James here. He don't want to see that. He don't want to see this team. I'm voting no as well. I do not want to see that. We've seen that.
I'll support
We've been
him.
There. We've done that. I do not want to give big money 4-year deal to an older player who's on the decline, clearly on the decline, and has won nothing. Well, nothing big. Jose, he's a winner in the regular season and a loser in the postseason. Period. It's not even arguable.
It's the Abreu signing.
It's not even arguable. It kind of is. Hopefully it won't be that bad. No, James will put up better numbers than Abreu.
Oh, James will put up better numbers. Yeah.
All right, Gary, yay or nay to James Harden?
It's a yes for me.
Yes.
But under certain conditions.
Okay.
But not like a max contract. That's ridiculous. But the thing is, guys, like, we don't own our draft pick next year. So the tanking has to be over, right? Or we're going to be giving OKC a top three pick. And it's like, James, like, look at the free agent market. Like, James Harden or who else, right? I'd rather spend a reasonable amount of money on James. Like, he is still a good point guard. No, he's not great. We're not going to win anything, but we're not going to win anything without him either. It at least raises our ceiling to maybe a play-in team. And it's better than, you know, like, we can't tank anymore. We don't have our draft picks because of disastrous trade by Daryl Morey. So if Harden wants to come here, like, let's pay him $25, $30 million over 2 or 3 years. Let's be better, maybe make the play-in. I think that's better than winning 20 games again. That's my thought.
Yeah. Well, they do have Brooklyn's first-round pick, so we'll see how good they're going to be. So while they don't have their own, they do have the Brooklyn pick. So he says yes. So it's 2-2 right now. Okay. Which is a lot closer than I thought it would be after 4 picks. Tom, what do you think? James Harden, yay or nay?
Nay on bringing back Harden.
He
was a great player here for a long time, but he's proven he's not a big game player. And I just, you know, he didn't show up in game 6 when he had bench players he was playing against. But what I think is happening here, I think Tillman's playing a little Jedi mind trick. I think he's still so mad at how Daryl Morey left that he's going to try to jack up the price for him to re-sign him.
I hope you're right. I hope that will be the case that he does, that this is just a ploy to jack up that James price. But I don't know that is the case. I'm hoping you're right, but I don't think that's the case. Jay, yay or nay, Jay?
Hey, so I don't really have a dog in the fight as a Knicks fan, but I got a would you rather. Say you land the number one pick, you get Wembanyama, you got room for Harden. Would you take that? Or you land that number two pick, you take Scoot and delegate that Harden money toward like a Chris Middleton. Which would you guys rather do?
Oh, I would rather do two.
You'd rather do, really? I would much rather do one. Much rather do one. I'll take Wembanyama.
Oh, no. Yeah, I guess I have to take Wembanyama.
No. So Chris Middleton, okay, you want Russell? Here's the free agents, real quick. Russell Westbrook, want him?
No.
James Harden?
No.
Chris Middleton?
Yeah, maybe.
Kyrie Irving?
No.
Porzingis?
No.
D'Angelo Russell?
Maybe. D'Angelo Russell has played.
He's played
D'Angelo
well.
Russell's turned into. Now,
yeah, but you got.
I want to do culture. I'm trying to build a culture with the Rockets, and I want to see if D'Ro is a culture guy or not.
Well, how about okay? But you also you got Green. Well, I mean,
well, no, I'm D'Angelo having Russell I'm having well. D'Angelo Russell trigger.
Okay, Kevin Love.
No,
Nikola Vucevic.
Well, Love actually might be a decent veteran to have on the team.
Yeah, but not he's
not
made,
for
he
money.
Made 27 this year.
No, not for that.
Well, no, but
you
what,
get a
I mid-level what,
exception.
What want,
he'll just
oh,
quit before he wow, takes
no,
it.
No, Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take that
him.
Too. Draymond.
God, he's intriguing, just simply because of the karate kicks to the nuts.
Well, yeah, and you want to talk about a guy who's gonna get that locker room in order?
Maybe.
Fred VanVleet.
Or he'll punch someone. Now, VanVleet is somebody
Van Vliet
I could get down with.
Too. Yeah, VanVleet is. Harrison Barnes?
No.
Jeremy Grant?
Ooh. No.
Caris LeVert. You could have had him and you decided
you can't,
not.
You can't bring him in just for that simple fact.
Gary Trent Jr.?
No.
There's nobody
injury.
Really. Look at this. That's
I'll take
it.
VanVleet.
Huh? I'll take VanVleet, too.
I'll take VanVleet.
But then you're going to see a JP.
Is VanVleet going to be less than James Harden? You're going to tell me yes, and I'm going to ask, should he be?
KPJ gone then, though.
Like I said, W and W.
Okay.
Win-win.
How about these two names? They're both playing in Washington right now, but Chris Stapps and Kyle Kuzma. They're both set to be free agents, I believe.
I think he mentioned Chris Stapps. I don't think I'd take – he's got too much.
I don't want Chris Stapps. He don't stand the court. No.
And then Kuzma, I think Kuzma's more about vibes.
Kuzma's more
– I want Udoka, guys.
Kuzma has not moved up to his – all the hype.
Let's get a couple more votes in. So we're at – what are we at? 2-2 – no, we're 3-2 now.
3-2.
3-2 against.
Against. Next up, Dr. Trey, Harden or no Harden?
Hey, fellas, I got a quick question. I'll tell you my vote in a second. I need a reminder. Who's the white guy from Game of Thrones that had his junk chopped off? What's his name?
Oh, that was Reek. That was Reek.
Okay, so.
Well, they called him
Reek. James Harden is the dark-skinned version of Reek. He's a nutless wonder who doesn't get it done.
Damn.
And keep that dumbass Julian off my phone.
What's your vote? So I'm going to take that as a no vote. Should we count you as no, Trey?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think he's Reek?
You called him a nutless wonder. I'm going to say, that's a no.
No,
he wanted to keep Julian negative. Off his phone.
It seemed negative to me.
It seems like a no.
Jared, yay or nay on Harden?
No on Harden.
That's three votes.
After hearing everything, there's no way the organization can go that way with James Harden. Big no.
Say no.
We can only count that as one vote, though,
John. I don't know.
We are going to make sure that
heard Democrats vote like that.
Stop. We're going one vote, one no vote. It's 5-2.
Alex,
right,
yay or nay on Harden?
And you can talk about this and
no
then just tell us
Harden.
Your vote. Okay, 60.
What's that?
No on Harden, man. You got to pass. History speaks for itself, you know, with him. You know, he's been folding everywhere he goes. Get somebody like Green. I think you're good. You made a good point with Draymond Green, you know. Bring him in and let him do his thing. Let him be a leader.
I don't know that he would come here because I think he probably wants a win still. We'll see. I don't know how many offers are out there for him, though. Jimmy, yay or nay on Harden?
Now, it's a no for me because, I know y'all talked about it yesterday about how, you know, he can be a bad influence for a younger team, but you got to look at it from a larger perspective. Go across other sports like the Texans. You can see C.J. Stroud doing the same thing with him if he goes across like that. And I'm like, look, I'm trying to get the Texans back in order. So
yeah.
I'm just saying no.
Yeah. Is James Harden a move toward a championship team? And the answer is no. He is not going to. You're not winning a championship with James Harden. Build the pieces toward a championship. James Harden is not that. Dean, yay or nay on Harden?
Thanks for the picks. I'm out, dog.
Thanks for the what?
Thanks for the picks. I'm out, dog.
I think that's a no. Justin did not want to get in here. Yay or nay on James? Listen. The thing about James Harden is, again, you're not ready to win a championship now. You just apparently, if you take James Harden, all you want to do is win some regular season games, get more regular season games, be a possible
and
bubble,
some people want to
a
do
bubble
that.
Team.
And I get that. I just don't think long-term it helps you.
No, it doesn't help you long-term. It does not.
To build a culture and build a sustainable champion. This is not a mm-hmm. – it's not it, – what would Luno do?
No.
What would Jeff do?
No.
Not Bagwell. What would Jeff Luno do?
No.
What would JL, not JB, because Bagwell would bring him back.
Right. WWL.
Jeff Bagwell would for sure bring him back and give him a four-year deal. What would Jeff Leno do? Do you think Jeff Leno would sign?
Absolutely not.
What would Jim Crane do?
Although his numbers, Daryl Morey, in love with his numbers.
Yeah,
James Harden's numbers are phenomenal.
Not this year.
All of his numbers are great. He led the league in assists.
James Harden's numbers are not great this year. His efficiency rating and stuff, his assists are fine, but his true shooting percentage is down. Like, James's numbers that – and remember, this is one of the all-time highest scoring. Like, this is insane scoring. You have to take stats with a little bit of a grain of salt this year.
Yeah.
Teams, players hit 50 more times than ever. It's no defense being played right now. No, you notice how in the playoffs when there's defense, how many guys are struggling? That's how you know Jason Tatum's a real one, because Jason Tatum in the middle of a playoff, you know, he's in a game 7 busting 50 on you.
His efficiency ratings, I gotta get
PER. Well, you can do it during the break.
Yeah, we'll do it during the break. Well, it's 8 o'clock. We can continue taking the vote right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Taking a quick one here. No spot here. Take a quick one. We'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.